What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World. Today, we just have a mini episode for you. I'm sorry, I got a little sick after last week's episode, and I'm only just getting better. There just wasn't enough time for a full episode. But we have an add-on, a sort of deleted scene. You may notice that I sometimes get carried away, and a few things don't end up into the final story. So here's a little bit from last week's story, a little baseball scene for you. I hope you enjoy it. Now, before I let you go, just remember to call in at 205-605-WHAT. We never call you back, we never share your number, and it goes straight to voicemail. We're just getting a little low on questions, that's all. Alright, without further ado, here's your deleted scene. Pintopio slowly drove past that lady giraffe security guard, who gave him a little wink. Good luck, little guy. And he putted straight out onto the field and right to home plate to see Rover Clemens scratching himself on the mound, a baseball already in the dog's mouth. What?
Meh. Sorry, Pintopio, I can't go easy on you. But if you can hit my best pitch, you've got a place on the team.
White Sox Stadium was already half full of people who'd come early to see Pintopio. The car made its windshield wipers go back and forth, opened and closed all its doors and trunks and hoods a couple times, gave a little rev and rotated its tires this way and that. The car had learned that baseball players loved doing this kind of stuff.
All right. Let's go.
Rover Clemens gave the sonic woof, and the fastball came shooting out of his mouth at 115 miles an hour. Pintopio opened its passenger side door with a swing at the very last second, and crack! The little car hit the baseball all the way into the stadium, but way out to the right, he hit a foul.
A foul's not a hit.
A foul counts as a strike, but you can't get out unless someone catches it.
We all know what a foul ball is. Pintopio's passenger side door had a big dent in it. So the little car decided to use the driver's side door.
All right, at least you made contact. Let's see about this.
This time, Rover Clemens looked like he was chasing his tail. Faster and faster and faster and faster, and then suddenly a baseball came out of that blur of fur and whoosh! It spun in circles all the way to the plate. It was the chaser.
And yeah,
Pintopio chased. It swung out its driver's side door and got nothing but another dent.
Another foul?
One more strike and he's out.
He's out, we know. Rover Clemens was digging a deep hole into the mound.
He's gonna pitch the dirt ball.
They say he's buried 50 balls down
there. Suddenly, a dirty, drooly old baseball shot straight up in the air. The dirt ball falls back into the strike zone at the very last second.
It's really hard to hit.
But Pintopio was having none of it. Flapping all of its doors as fast as it could, it flew up to meet that dirt ball, and crack! A straight, clean hit. All the way out of the park.
I can't believe my kids dragged me to this game, but I'll just sit out here looking cool in my convertible. They can watch all the boring baseball that—
Ow! The dirty, slimy baseball smacked Papaloo right in the air.
Oh, my ears! Oh, it stings and it's so goopy! I want a car with a roof again. Where's my old Pinto?
His old Pinto was being cheered on by every man, woman, child, animal, and even thing in What Sox Stadium.
Pinto!
He might be the greatest player since Ruthie Babe.
You mean the first little baby girl to play baseball, famous for her cute little pacifier bat and her patented spit-up ball?
Yes, that Ruthie Babe. And that little car became a real baseball player. Not to mention, one of the best players to ever play the game.